Arkansas is reporting fewer new cases of COVID-19 than the previous several days, but there are also fewer test results received as well. Governor Asa Hutchinson conducted today's press briefing at Washington Regional Medical Center in Fayetteville and reported the state's new cases in the most recent 24-hour monitoring period, 591, but with just fewer than 4,000 test results received during that same period. The governor says the new case total should carry an asterisk because of those low testing numbers. The state is reporting 6 additional deaths from the virus. There are fewer Arkansans hospitalized because of COVID-19, down by 14 from the previous day, that after reaching the highest total of the pandemic on Tuesday. There are 474 people in Arkansas hospitals because of the virus. Before today's briefing, the governor says he met with Northwest Arkansas healthcare professionals.
I just want everybody to know that I could see a lot of exhaustion and stress on their face. And it just, the stress of dealing with very seriously ill patients, watching some of them pass away in very lonely circumstances, it takes a toll on you emotionally. And I just wanted to thank them for what they're doing to save lives and the difference they're making.
Dr. Jose Romero, Arkansas's acting Secretary of Health, says the overall positivity rate in Washington County since testing began is 22%, and the county's cases have a different makeup from national trends.
Most of our cases, that is 72% of our cases, are in individuals that are 44 years and under, which actually points to the fact that these are individuals that are engaged in work and are acquiring the disease in the community or possibly spreading it at their work sites. Interestingly, and we've noticed this in a number of counties here in Arkansas, we have a higher rate of children that are infected. And in our county here, we have 17.9% of the cases in children. The national trend is about 2 to 3%. And again, this represents most likely spread within tight-knit family units.
During the most recent testing period, 46 new cases were reported in Benton County, 38 in Washington County. Pulaski County in central Arkansas had the most new cases, 80. In all, 8 Arkansas counties reported at least 20 new cases. And Dr. Romero says the fatality numbers for the state announced each day by the Department of Health do lag behind the actual numbers of deaths because there isn't yet a seamless way, considering HIPAA laws, of transmitting all the information quickly from counties to the Arkansas Department of Health. Also at today's briefing, a pair of hospital administrators, Dr. Larry Shackelford, the president and CEO of Washington Regional, and Eric Pinalto, president of Mercy Hospital Northwest Arkansas, discussed the peaks of cases the regional hospitals experienced earlier this summer. Numbers, they say, that have decreased since then. Pinalto says the Northwest Arkansas peak so far was about 2 weeks ago.
We saw the early stages of the COVID surge here in Northwest Arkansas beginning in mid-May. It increased pretty much until about 2 weeks ago, where we peaked at 45 COVID patients in our hospital. Since that time, we've seen the numbers come back down to the mid-20s. And we're very excited about that. I think we saw a peak in Northwest Arkansas of 120 hospitalizations among all the hospitals, and that number's come down quite a bit as the governor's numbers showed.
Pinalto says the collaboration between hospitals in the two counties has been an essential tool to helping healthcare workers in the region and has allowed Northwest Arkansas patients to stay in the region during their hospitalizations. Governor Hutchinson says the fewer cases in Northwest Arkansas represent a beginning of a success story in the region, but one that isn't yet completed. And the governor says testing in Washington County isn't yet at a rate that's needed. And he says delays in results for some people can be problematic. He says some results in the state come in a couple of days. Others can take 7 to 10 days.
It's a problem in our contact tracing. It's a problem in how much time they're off work. What do they do when they're waiting for those results? They quarantine. All kinds of issues whenever you do not have timely results. And that was very fair of you because a lot of people I talk to are getting it within 1 to 2 days, 2 days, 3 days. Then you have others that have a longer period of time. The same experience is in the hospital environment. Some of it depends upon who the commercial lab provider is, who you're going to. Sometimes you have to switch because one's taking too long. Another one has less of a backlog. So we have to adjust as a state, trying to find the best sources for that. from our standpoint, and of course those are individual clinicians' decisions too as to who they send the lab tests to. It is a problem. We're pushing every lever we can to change the ingredients there and to get a better result.
Today's briefing clocked in at 51 minutes, one of the longest the governor has hosted since the beginning of the pandemic. It included comments about the upcoming school year, the 2020 census, economic recovery in the state, and more. The briefings are archived at the governor's YouTube channel, and you can also follow developments at the COVID-19 update page at KUAF.com and through our morning newscast each Monday through Friday at 5:30 and 7:30. With Antoinette Grajeda. 91.3 KUAF also carries the briefings, which begin almost every day at 1:30. Both Rogers and Bentonville school districts are requiring students and employees to wear masks when the school year begins next month. The Rogers measure was passed unanimously last night by the school board. The Bentonville measure passed last night 6-1. Earlier, school boards in Springdale, Fort Smith, and Bentonville had passed similar requirements.